are here at CU Direct's Drive 17 conference here in Las Vegas, Nevada, as you can see by the sign behind us. And who's here? You have a very busy show, Sandeep. Sandeep Kapoor is here. You have a very busy show. You're doing, what, two or three presentations plus some yoga, which we'll talk about by the pool. But what's the presentation you're giving today?
So I talked about the credit union of 2025 and what are the key factors to get us to the credit union of 2025. Mm-hmm. One of the key drivers of that is we need money. And the way we make money is if we make loans. So I'm focused on how do you compete with people who are taking away our consumers, our members, from a digital perspective. Mm-hmm. We compete with fintech. We compete with large financial institutions. We compete with insurance and investment companies. We're competing with the credit card companies who are trying to simplify this.
Right.
So our workshop was around how do you take back some of that market share that you've lost? How do you keep the people that you are lending to? Mm-hmm. And what do you do to actually grow and become just as efficient
right.
as some of fintech?
Right, right.
So that's been the focus of these seminars.
What are a couple of takeaways that your audience can take back to their credit unions and use right away?
So one of the simplest principles to keep in mind is we got to nurture the bird in hand. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so much we're out there trying to get the new loan. We don't take care of the member who we've made the loan to. We don't onboard them effectively.
Right.
So one of the things we did was we talked about a three-step onboarding process mm-hmm. to get a relationship going with that member with two purposes. One, to make the loan more efficient. The second one is I don't want to miss out on the next opportunity. So you're never going to forget who I am, and you're always going to come to me for that business, and that's been the focus.
What about you're giving a presentation today, and it's about kind of digital disruption and things like that?
Yes, or? It's about digital disruption, and the way I've broken out today is I've actually pulled a complete.com, which is Pennsylvania State Employees Credit Union.
Oh, yeah, good.
PCU, right?
No branches, and they're a $1 billion credit union.
Right?
Amazing story.
Correct. And so I have a gentleman from their credit union, Brian Betzer. He's on my panel, and he's basically going to talk about looking at data. He's the right brain. I have the left brain, the artistic side. I have Kelly Blair from Truity Credit Union, which is in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. And they are focused on how do you nurture and build a relationship with the dealer, the consumer, to do more.
Mm-hmm.
So my panel today is going to compare and contrast their styles, but we're still going to see a theme of similarity between what they do and what they're aspiring to do with data and with digital. Then I do the class on how to compete digitally, and I'll move on to the next thing I'll do tomorrow morning.
Which is yoga.
Yes.
By the way, this is so cool. This is such a cool surprise that you're also doing yoga by the pool. Tell us about that.
Right. So what we decided to do was, there's so much stress, there's so much tension in our shoulders,
the iPhone
and the Android make us look down, etc. So what I did was I put together 12 office yoga poses. And our friends at CU Direct, what they have done is they've created this as a download. So if anybody wants a copy of this, it's 12 simple poses. It takes 12 to 15 minutes to do. And it's stuff that keeps you going. In fact, as you can see, I even wore a tie.
I was going to mention that. You're wearing a tie in this. And so you're doing all of these cool yoga poses and stuff and de-stressing creativity, all that type of stuff. This is what yoga is great for.
Right. I did not wear a skirt. I wore pants, but I can assure you, even if you're wearing a skirt, you can do these things.
Exactly.
So what's the feedback been? Because you did one this morning, right?
Right.
What's
the
feedback?
One this morning, people really enjoyed it. And a lot of people, when they greeted me, they gave me that ultimate power signal, which is you take your hands and you put it out here. This gives you boundless energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm going to have a lot of people in tomorrow morning's class as well.
Excellent.
Great message to end on. Sandeep, always a pleasure to talking to you.
Thank you.
One of the most innovative guys I always talk to. So always a pleasure. And you're doing some great work here. So keep it up, all right?
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Well
Take
done,
care.
Sandeep. Good
Thank
job.
You. Look this-